Have a chat to James Winks, a man who's ridden in plenty of Caulfield Cups, and he would have a very good eye on who he'd like to be on heading from the Foundation Cup today and also from the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes. Morning, Winksy.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Flying here. Hey, the question I've been dying to ask you since I looked at the fields in Melbourne and Sydney, if you could ride one horse only today that's running between Melbourne and Sydney for the thrill of it, what horse would it be?
Masked Crusader.
Not even a hesitation.
Not even a hesitation.
No.
No, he's proper. I can't, well, that's why the race of the day for mine. Obviously, everyone's probably got the same opinion, but yes, Nature Strip, when he's on, he's the best in the world, but he's got a few chinks, and if anyone's going to get over the top of him, it's Masked Crusader, that's for sure.
You reckon if Eduardo, Nature Strip, Rothfire really go at it, and what are you visualising? You say when they turn for home and Masked Crusader's four lengths off them, is that close enough to get the job done, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. What that horse can do, Masked Crusader, having the pleasure of riding him twice, is something that I haven't felt. And he just picks up within, he's all of a sudden, he's there, So, but in saying that, when Nature Strip gets it right, he's, like I said, he's the best sprinter in the world. But does he step? Well, we're going to know at 3:55.
James, you mentioned Masked Crusader. To this stage of his career, he's been incredibly exciting. That's ticked off. That's no problem. Is he better going one way or the other, Melbourne or Sydney?
Oh, probably debatable from a punter's perspective. I don't think he's missed in Melbourne. He's a Group 1 winner in Melbourne. Sydney, a few times, I think it was the prep before last, he's probably didn't step up and everyone questioned him, but Team Hawks, as they did, tipped him out, and then he was probably unlucky in an Everest where he could have, debatable whether he should have won. So, look, if you want to, be tit for tat, probably Melbourne way at this stage, but, the next two runs are going to tell.
We'll ask you about the Rupert Clark and the other Melbourne races in a sec, but, Nat, while we're on Sydney, interesting discussion this morning about Very Elegant, about given her record and given Zaki's not there, why she isn't in the red, why she's in black and white.
But well, she's $1.90 now.
Well, she's $1.90 now. So, for a 9-time Group 1 winning champion, is it more of a reflection of her stumbly, fumbly way of getting the job done, that she's never going to win by 4 or 5 lengths, that she's never like a $1.30 chance despite her champion's record?
Yeah, but she's done it so many times. She's a champion in my eyes. I would say, again, probably coming from a punter's perspective, she's drawn 2 today and she likes to sort of get out and be mobile. I would say if she drew the outside barrier, she'd probably be shorter today, purely and simply. That's just how J-Mac likes to ride her. Momentum, and she's a fighter. Today, she's probably going to get a little bit dictated too, looking at the map, probably gaze to roll along, and she probably ends up getting pushed down to the fence, So that probably takes away one of her strengths, which is build from the 600 and use her stamina. But look, if the race breaks away and she's able to be sort of pouncing on straightening, you would have thought she would be too good for them.
James, how are they going to run the Sir Rupert Clark today? Willow Behemoth, gate 3, Preble, Probabil, gate 1, Linda Meach by Ross's 1, Probabil's 2, and then you've got Jai McNeil on I'm Thunderstruck from the outside. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's going to be hectic, and that corner comes up very, very quick. It's probably one of the worst starts at Caulfield, especially with a full field. You have to be on your game. I think I'm Thunderstruck's going to be tempted to ridden a bit quieter. But then, Preble doesn't give away Probabil, but she's not a real speed horse, especially over 7 furlongs, so she's probably 3 back. Bo Rossa, Box Seat, you would have thought may... No, in a normal race, is probably the leader, but Buffalo River's a high cruising gallop, so you don't want to take that on. Probably the best thing for Tay, I would have thought they're not going to sit up like they can do sometimes down the side, so they're going to spread, and, hopefully that gives every horse their chance.
James, the 3 big guns have got the good barrier draws, and I think everyone knows you want to have a good gate at Caulfield. When we look at it on the TV, and even from the jockey's perspective, it looks like you're even on a worse angle. You're starting the way that the gates seem to slope away from the inside to the out. Do you feel like that when you've drawn a wide gate at Caulfield, that it's just you're half a length behind the other horses even before they jump?
Yeah, well, you pretty much walk into the machines and you go, well, here we go. And you've got to expect the unexpected from out there. like we say all the time, one or two gates open, a few down low can miss it, and you Shanghai out, you just got to be very, very open-minded from the 7 furlong start there. But like I said, I think they'll run along, so hopefully that gives every horse to find a spot and we don't see any hard lock stories.
Is Jordan Childs getting his opportunity today on Nonconformist in the MRC Foundation Cup to get a ticket into the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, it sets up well for him. Good speed, no effort, you know, Knight's Order comes across. Again, it looks like a race where every horse is going to get the chance. I don't think there'll be any sort of sitting up, which is a positive. Yeah, he just, look, he's a good barrier horse. He'll probably aim up to be 1-1-3 back one off in the ideal world. Yeah, he's going to get his chance, and that's Geordie's job to give him every chance, and I'm sure he will do that.
Have you had a chat to him this morning about tactics?
Not yet. What's his rash? 4:15. So, yeah, normally an hour out from the race we talk, but, yeah, it looks pretty simple to me. You know, use his good gate speed, get your spot, let the race unfold, trust yourself and trust the horse. You know he's good enough. It's just your job to give him clear air at the right time, and when he's good enough, he gets his ticket into the Caulfield Cup.
Just a last one, Winksy, of all the chats you're going to have with your jockeys this morning, what's the most important tactical discussion you'll have today with one of your squad?
Trust yourself. Trust yourself. I just got off the phone to Sam Clipperton, who's got a big book in Sydney, a few tricky draws. You just trust yourself and don't overthink it. It's a horse race, keep it as simple as possible.
What's Sam's best ride in your mind today?
Sam's best ride. Oh, he's got a good book. I would be saying Exo-Boom in the last. He's a pretty good horse who may be on the way to a Golden Eagle.
Good on you, Winksy. I know you're busy on a Saturday morning handing out the advice to your stellar team. Best of luck.
Thank you, boys. See ya.